Selling a 10-year-old scrap car in Singapore. Should I sell or scrap or renew my 10-year-old 1.6 Kia Spectra? Renewal was definitely out. COE was sky high, close to $100,000 for paper. What's left was to sell or to scrap. But I have three questions. Should I scrap the car myself or pay someone to do it? Should I sell it to a car dealer or an exporter dealer? Or the third question in my mind is, should I just buy another car and trade in this one? The answer was immediately settled when this website, sgcarmart.com, called me on 4th of March 2013. In this post, I journal my experience and takeaways. If you look at this blog post, you will see the last picture of my car, taken on 11th of March 2013. Very sentimental. You can see the car number plate, 8948. Go buy your 4D number. Okay, I've been buying it. Yeah, it struck once. Okay, go try it. It's very big. Okay, anyway, back to this topic. First, some facts and figures. Okay, below you will see my car vehicle registration with the LTA. Okay, I won't go through it. You go through the details. It's about the specification, open market value, and so on. So, my car selling experience. I will journal from chronologically. Early February 2013, my car finance company, Hong Leong Finance, called me, asked if I wanted to collect the car lot, which is in their possession, so as to sell or scrap my car. If so, I could make the final car loan installment earlier. Then in 28 February 2013, about 11 a.m, I called Hong Leong Finance to check whether they received my final car loan installment, and if so, could I collect my lot card? They said yes and would arrange to email me the lot card the following week. And then on 1st of March 2013, I renewed my monthly $90 HDB season parking, knowing that the car would be parked less than 1 month. 4th of March 2013, SG Carmart called me, asked if I'm interested to sell my Kia Spectra. I said yes. They asked about the condition of the car, the bodywork, any accidents and mileage. I ran downstairs to the car to check the mileage, because I don't even know the mileage. It's only 105,000 kilometers. So they asked how much I wanted to sell. I said above par value of 8,312. They would next put up my, no, after taking all this information, they would then put up the offer to car dealers on their website. Okay, then 5th of March 2013, SG Carmart called me again. They said the car dealer offered $8,600 and asked if the price was okay. I said yes and asked what's next. They arranged the car dealer to contact me directly. 5th of March 2013, later in the evening, the car dealer called, asked if $8,600 was acceptable. I said yes and asked what's next. Drive the car to them with my IC and original lock card with the COE number, asked me when. I said Monday 1 p.m. The car dealer also said my finance bank had not released the Form B. Form B? I asked myself. So 6th of March 2013, the next day, I called Hong Leong Finance to check if they have mailed the lock card. No, they did not. They offered to send it out again. I said, no way, I propose to collect it myself. 1 hour later, I collected the lock card, or rather the vehicle registration card from Hong Leong Building along Raffles Quay. A helpful staff called Siong also said they released the Form B. Good. Then on 11th of March 2013, I drove the car to the dealer in Ang Mo Kio Industrial Park 2. Brought the original lock card and my IC, told me to come back after they processed the paperwork with LTA. And I left my car, the car keys, an IC with them. Then I walked to a nearby coffee shop, sat down and have some snacks while I waited. Then in the afternoon, 3:45 p.m, the car dealer called me, asked me to collect the check and IC. Okay, I went there, received the $8,600 Singapore dollar check and IC, and also received an LTA ownership transfer printout and a car dealer invoice for the transaction. Then that evening, I applied online for a HDB season parking refund. Approval was immediate. The refunded $58 would be transferred to my bank. Now the same evening, I logged onto LTA website. All the information about my car was gone, except for an ownership transfer notice. Very fast, right? On 14/2013, I checked my bank balance. The $8,600 was safely deposited. Phew! My Kia Spectra was sold. So here are some takeaways I took from this experience. Right. How much will I get back if I scrap the car? A very helpful information about scrap car value is at this website called, it's quite an old post, but you check my blog post, I've left a link there. And then it has some formula to help you calculate how much you can get back. All right, it's zitsing.com. Okay, go to my blog post below to check the link. Okay, then there's a few other links in this post. Just read it yourself, from codes.com.sg, from singaporemotors.net guidelines, and also a reference from mycarforum.com. Okay, and something about 5-year-old COE. Okay, some more information from hdb.gov.sg. Okay, the link is below. And finally, another good resource is the onemotoring.com.sg. Okay, just check below. There's a few information there. Very, very useful. So I was happy to sell the car at a profit. Yep, some of you are laughing. What profit? Okay. Actually, there's no profit, but anyway, without having to go through the hassle of deregistration. Will my car be crushed for parts, or would she be exported to start a new life? Okay, that depended on the decision of the dealer. Well, I would not know. Okay, the thought of the second option made me feel better. It's a good car, you know. Some of the fixtures in the car is still wrapped in plastic for 10 years. My goodness. Okay, right. That's the problem of owning a car in Singapore. Some of my friends tell me, do you really own the car? No. You're paying thousands just for nothing. Just for 10 years of pleasure. Now, if you have updated information about selling a 10-year-old car in Singapore, okay, please share in the comment box below. The readers of this blog would love to hear from you. Thank you very much. This is Adrian Lee from adrianvideoimage.com.